Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 63 of Maestro on the Mic. In today's episode, we're talking about meeting the provider where they're at, remembering that even though they may treat differently than you, they're likely doing what they think is best for the patient. And as such, this warrants more discussions, not diatribes. How do we meet them in the middle? Tune in for the full episode. But first, DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Today we're talking about meeting the provider where they're at, meeting the clinician where they're at. We usually talk about meeting the patient where they're at, exposing, not imposing, you know, listening to what they have to say, and meeting them in the middle, not forcing our wants and expectations and such on them. Today, I want to chat about the opposite, meeting the provider where they're at. I'd like to think that anyone who's out there who's a provider in any sense of the word, that they have their patients or clients' best interest at heart. They just want them to feel better. Now, yes, I would love to say that every provider should be keeping up with the science and reading, but I get it. It's hard to do. And so that in mind, especially if people have been having good outcomes, I can't immediately fault them for treating patients in a way that perhaps I don't agree with. And I think this is where discussions need to be had. Well, a lot of time that we see on social media is, I don't want to say finger pointing, but just aggressive messaging. And, you know, I've probably been guilty of this myself, where we're kind of putting down other providers who may not be treating the same way we are, or perhaps they're a little bit behind the times or behind the curve as it relates to the new science and such that's out there. Perfect example, and kind of what sparked this whole episode, is that I have a friend right now who's currently seeing a provider. I don't know what that provider's background is, but either way, she's seeing this provider and she's getting marginally better each time, but he has a very aggressive manual style of treatment. And you guys know, I don't agree with that. I don't really feel that the literature supports that we need to be taking such aggressive measures. You know, we're not breaking up scar tissue. And while there is such thing as, you know, therapeutic force, if you will, or we're not breaking up tissue. And we shouldn't be saying that message to patients. However, circling back to the original message of this podcast, I think that we need to consider meeting these clinicians, providers, where they're at, and remembering that these providers think that they're helping. And at the end of the day, that is what they're trying to do, is help, not hurt. While some of their methodologies perhaps could use some updating, and I say that in the best way possible, they're likely getting good results, which is why they continue to treat the way that they are, because people are getting better. So I think that it would behoove us all to have a discussion and not come at it from, I'm right, you're wrong, what the hell are you doing? But just try to understand, why are you doing what you're doing? And here's why I'm doing what I'm doing. And perhaps we can both learn from each other. Like I was saying about my friend, she's receiving this very aggressive treatment and kind of wondering if she's going to get better, when she's going to get better. She was using some of the verbiage that he was using with her, you know, that he's saying that he's breaking up scar tissue and that's why he has to be so aggressive. And I'm listening to her speak and just, you know, biting my tongue and doing everything I can to be like, what the fuck? What, you know, to not say that to her. Because if you do say that to someone, at the end of the day, that patient ends up losing out because now they get conflicting messages. They don't know who to believe. They go and get treatment from that person again. They're kind of on the fence as to whether or not it is helping them. And the patient loses out. So not only do we have to meet the patient where they're at, even if they're not under your care, we have to meet that other provider where they're at and start to have some discussions and make sure that they're actually discussions, not one-sided diatribes and such. Why do we need to do this? Because, again, it comes down to the patient. My biggest concern with that hugely mechanical and oftentimes very aggressive approach to treatment is that it creates conditions in which patients become dependent. When you're telling people that you're breaking things apart, putting things back in, they feel that they need you in order to have that happen again or for them to get better. They have to keep seeing you. It doesn't allow them to do these things and treat themselves. I think that part of that discussion needs to be, yes, perhaps you're helping that person right now, but are you also helping them in the long term? It's great if you can help alleviate their symptoms right now, but we know we are living, breathing, dynamic systems. We're going to go out and do other stuff. Things may come back. I need to know that this person feels like they're not broken, that if things happen again, not only do they have me as a resource, but they have themselves. And perhaps they don't even need to come see me because they've learned how to manage whatever is going on. When you have this very mechanical approach to treatment, my fear is that that person no longer feels that they can help themselves, which is why I think these discussions need to be had. But circling back yet again to the main point of this particular episode, we need to meet those clinicians who are perhaps saying things that we don't agree with or treating in ways that we don't treat. We need to meet them where they're at and not come at them in this attacking fashion and be like, where have you been? Why have you not been reading the literature? Because at the same, you know, in the same vein, they're just trying to help people, or so I want to tell myself. So we need to be giving these folks the benefit of the doubt, having more discussions, not diatribes, not finger pointing, and trying to meet them where they're at. Don't assume that they're trying to pull a fast one on the patient, or that they don't care, or that they're doing this to make more money. Are there people out there like that? Yes. Should we assume that that's every provider who doesn't treat the way that we treat? No. Let's meet the provider where they're at. All right, wrapping this up because it is a Thursday shorty. If you liked it, please give me some stars. If you loved it, do me a solid and subscribe. You know it helps people to find the podcast. Thank you, as always, for listening. I know you could have been doing anything, and you chose to listen to me. You guys are awesome. All right, that's enough out of me. Until next time, friends, Maestro out.